This is KCUR. I'm Gina Kaufman. And now it's time for our new series, Leaving Kansas City. For the past few months, we've been hearing stories of how people ended up in Kansas City, but now we're exploring those who have packed their bags and headed elsewhere. Drummer Zach Albetta is originally from Santa Fe. He came to Kansas City for a master's degree at the UMKC Conservatory. He loved this place, especially the music scene.
You know, I was thinking I have gigs, I do a lot of playing, I do a lot of teaching, the cost of living is low. So for a while, yeah, there wasn't really anything calling me anywhere else, really.
But after 7 years here, things changed for Zach. He had just come out of a 2-year relationship. He was in his late 20s and taking stock of his life. That's when he started playing around with the idea of moving to Los Angeles. Here's his story.
The music community, I think, is really encouraging when you get to Kansas City. You know, you show up there and you say, hey, I can do this, this, and this, and I want to play with you guys. And everybody's like, absolutely, man, you're going to do great here. You're awesome. Let's do it. And then when you leave, you say, I want to go to New York. I want to go to L.A. And they're like, man, go for it. You're going to do great. I was just enamored with the glamour of L.A. You know, around every corner is some iconic building or some iconic film studio. Even the landscape and the geography, there's, you know, mountains to the east and the ocean to the west, and it's just kind of a feast for the senses. The things that I do not miss about Kansas City are not really Kansas City's fault. I never got used to summers over 100 and winters below zero. I never got used to humidity, and I had the worst allergies of my life in Kansas City. There were definitely moments of doubt musically. There were never moments of doubt personally, because by the time I moved here, I was in a relationship with the person that I ended up marrying, and I knew that just for my personal life, I was in the right place and I was with the right person. But the first year and a half in LA was really it was trying. It was a challenge. It knocked my ego down a lot. I never doubted my own abilities, but it was just intimidating. Just the sheer size of the scene and the sheer number of musicians was intimidating. I had a little bit of doubt about myself stylistically, because a lot of the drummers that I saw, it was apples and oranges. Like, I couldn't compete with them, and I realized that I shouldn't try to compete with them in what they do. You know, I should figure out what it is that I do well and focus on that and do that the best I can, rather than try to, you know, change myself to compete with, someone else's style. And that's a lesson that, you know, musicians are told from a very young age. You know, like, every musician's different. Everybody kind of has their own style. Find out what you do well and do that the best you can. But it wasn't really a lesson that hit home until I moved here. A lot of the music that I played in Kansas City was for art's sake. A lot of the music that I've been playing in LA is for entertainment's sake. It's shifted my approach to the drums. When I was playing a lot of artistic music in Kansas City, I thought of myself as an artist, and you know, my approach was, what can I bring to this music that's unique? What can I bring to this music that only I can do? And in LA, I've begun to think of my approach not as an artist, but as a craftsman. And I'm not thinking about, like, what can I bring to this music that's unique? I'm thinking about, what does this music need? What does this music need me to do? What does this band leader need? What does this singer need? You know, what is required from the drum chair for this music to come off the way it's intended to? One of the reasons I got the gig with the Jennifer Keith Sextet was because the band leader really liked my shuffle. He heard me play a shuffle and he was like, yeah, man, you got that Kansas City thing. I dig that. So yeah, I don't have any of the paraphernalia, the hats or the shirts or whatever, and I should. But the way I fly the Kansas City flag, I think, is musically.
Zach Albetta works as a professional drummer in LA. And yes, that's him playing the drums in the music you've been hearing. KCUR's Suzanne Hogan brought us the story of why Zach left Kansas City. If you know someone who has an interesting story about leaving Kansas City, let us know. You can contact us at kcur.org. Just click on the Tell KC tab.